Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Living for Christ. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. As for me, I choose to live for Christ, and to die is to be with Him. I have heard and even preached sermons on living for Christ. Sadly, I have seen many people make a miserable mess of their life by failing to follow through on this commitment. The lure of the world is like the siren's call that inevitably leads to the rocks of destruction. That leads me to ask the question, whose call are you listening to? There are many temptations that surround us, and in this era of modern media, we seem to be swamped by the tempter's call. As a pastor, I have listened to far too many broken-hearted cries from good people who made tragic choices and found their lives ruined by the choices they had made. The good news is that Christ did not die for good and noble people. He died for sinners. And the Word tells us that we are all sinners. We constantly need Him to cover our sinful self with His blood. It is only the shed blood of our Savior that rescues us from the power of sin and death. Not what we do, but what He has done for us. To live for Christ is to receive eternal life. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailydevotional.com or PastorCecil.com.